Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. The Reverend Charles Henriksen is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Numbers, the 21st chapter. From Mount Hor, they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten when he sees it shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from John, the 3rd chapter. Jesus said, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Dear Christian friends, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You've heard of the gospel in a nutshell, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." But have you heard of the gospel on a pole? John 3:14 and 15, the words of Jesus that you just heard, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." The incident Jesus is referring to here, you heard in the reading from Numbers 21. The Israelites were once again grumbling against the Lord and his servant Moses, as they were wont to do. They were sick of the meals ready to eat that the Lord was providing for them. Every day it was manna on the menu. Manna waffles, manna burgers, banana bread. Same old every day. So they groused and grumbled and complained. Do we do this, my friends? Do we grumble against God on our way to the promised land? Complain about God's provision or lack thereof as we perceive it? We're really no better than those Israelites. Our lack of trust in God is exposed. This lack of trust in God and his goodness, the idea that God is somehow holding out on us, this is what sin is. It goes back to Adam and Eve in the garden. They thought God was holding out on them. The serpent tempted them to doubt God's word, to doubt God's goodness. And you know how that turned out. And we've been doing the same thing ever since. Israel likewise failed to trust in God. They too fell into sin, and with sin came death. The Lord sent poisonous snakes among them. The snakes bit them and the Israelites began to die. Notice the instrument of death here. Snakes, serpents, just like the serpent in the garden. The Lord is drawing the connection between sin and death. The sin of failing to trust in God and the consequence of death that follows as a result. But there's more to the story. Thanks be to God. And the story is hanging on a pole. Out of his great love, the Lord provided a way of escape. And he hung it on a pole. "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live. This bronze serpent, a symbol of the very sin that literally was killing them, became the means God provided for their healing. To look to that serpent lifted up on a pole was to see and to receive the deliverance that the Lord in his mercy had bestowed. And that's the comparison that Jesus makes. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. What happened with that snake on a pole would be replayed in an even greater way. Jesus himself must be lifted up as the means of an even greater deliverance. And this story, too, is hanging on a pole. Just as the bronze serpent, the very sign of the sin and death that was killing the Israelites, became the means of their healing, so also Jesus took the sin that was killing us. He literally embodied it and became the means of our healing and salvation. Jesus literally embodied sin. As it says in 2 Corinthians, "For our sake, God made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Jesus became sin for us. He literally took it all in. And Jesus did this by being lifted up. When Jesus says the Son of Man must be lifted up, he's talking about being lifted up on the cross, being lifted up in shame, being lifted up to die. But in the strange paradox that is the gospel, Christ is glorified precisely by dying on a cross. God's love and mercy are lifted up, glorified by Jesus being lifted up on a cross. The story is hanging on a pole. Dear friends, look to that pole. Look to the cross of Christ. Here is your hope. Here is your healing. Here is your salvation. Jesus hanging on that cross. He is lifted up that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. This is more than a snake bite that you're being cured of. You are being given eternal life. Eternal life is new life, life with God, life the way it ought to be. Eternal life is found only in Christ, and it lasts forever. Finally, there will be no more sorrow or misery or sin or death. This is the life that will characterize the age to come, when Christ returns in glory and leads his people home to the promised land of the kingdom of heaven. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. This is the gospel hanging on a pole. And here's what it says. Jesus Christ was lifted up on the cross for you and for all the other snake-bit sinners of this world. Look to him. Look to Jesus in faith and be saved. Believe in him and you have eternal life. Beloved, this is the gospel on a pole, and it will lift you up all the way to heaven. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.